Well, if you are joining us online and you have not seen commissioning, this is what the Lord is doing in the earth. You are all commissioned. And when we know where he's called you and you know where he's called you, we will publicly identify that. So I want to, before I start the message tonight, you can put that back up. I want to acknowledge some things that have happened in our lives. The Lord has blessed Casey and me to be able to oversee works ministries in the United States, in Africa, in Southeast Asia. And tonight they are helping us with this message. I asked last Friday if it was offensive if I showed the lion trampling the dragon. Because you see, next Saturday night is the year of the dragon in the lunar calendar in China. And they said, oh no, not for believers. We know he's defeated. So my interpreter in Malaysia made this for me and sent it to me this week. Well, around Christmas time, right before we went down to Tennessee, I get this email from the apostle that oversees the Apostolic Center Casey and I oversee in one of the cities in Malaysia. And she said, there's a package coming. Well, by the time we got home, we had to wait till after New Year's to get the package. This shirt was in the package. Well, I've never had a tailor-made shirt before. The tailor sent Casey pictures with the exact measurements all over the place that he needed from her for me to make this so that it fit. By the way, this is the cloth for men in China this year. They told me last Friday, the cloth for women is ugly. But the cloth for men this year is beautiful. I think this is beautiful. So thank you to Harvest Design Apostolic Center in Cebu, Malaysia, for equipping us for tonight. I want to talk about some thoughts on 2024. I will be as quick as I can be, which means absolutely nothing. In order to understand fully the year 2024, we must also understand the Hebraic year 5784, the year that started last fall at Rosh Hashanah. A review of the prophetic significance of 5784 also helps us understand how we should be moving forward for the rest of 2024. 5784 is a year in which our voices, we sang about that tonight. It's all about our voice. And kids, what comes out of your heart is what's going to come out of your voice. So make sure you're storing up his word in your heart. Our voice should carry apostolic authority of the Father and the Son to release their resources into the earth realm for the war ahead over the harvest. It's all about the harvest with Father. And if you haven't figured it out, there's a war around the world right now on who is going to get the harvest. 5784 is the year of Pei Dalet. Those are the two Hebrew letters that make up this year. It's all about your voice activating heaven on earth. I'm going to use one that you hear all the time from the pulpit. Oh, snap is not a good thing. And neither is the thing most of us say in place of it. What we speak will either activate the demons of hell to attack what we're speaking over, or the angels of heaven to come do what they were assigned by Father to do when you and I agree with him. In 5784, movement has been and will accelerate as we lend our voice to the war for the harvest and the restoration of all things to further the kingdom of God on the earth. He's been moving faster. People this week have been telling me how quickly everything's moving. It's going to increase in rate. The frequency is going to get shorter, which means the wavelength is going to get shorter, which means the frequency is going to be stronger with which he wants to move through you. Movement also looks like chaos or the troubling of seas. Have you ever watched a sea in a storm? This is what we're seeing in the earth realm right now, and we have a choice of where we're going to stand in the midst of it. The storms of life will distract and send many people in many directions, and like I said last fall, we must maintain our focus. Stay focused. Jesus set his face like flint to fulfill the purpose for which he came to earth. That was you. And that was the harvest you and I are supposed to affect for him. Troubles will continue to unfold across the world stage, which will force great movements of people. We're already seeing people flee from nations. It will cause wars and famine throughout the earth, but God will use all of this for his harvest. If you are so into watching the news and being fretful, you are on the wrong wavelength. The Father is going to use everything that's happening in the earth, even the war in Israel and Gaza in the Middle East, to bring a harvest that he ordained before he created the heavens and the earth. The Hebrew number 4 has to do with physicality, things you can touch. There are 4 elements of the physical world: fire, air, water, and earth. That's ancient science. Probably don't even teach it anymore. Well, they probably do in earth science. But 4 represents the creative works of God or material completeness. So look at Genesis chapter 1 and see what was done on the 4th day. All of the creation of the earth and the planting of the earth was finished. 5784 and 2024 will be a time of war for the fullness of Father's promises in 4 areas. Spiritual. Have you attained all of Father's spiritual promises? If you have, please come lay your hands on me. Emotional. Most of us haven't attained all of those. Physical and financial. All of those areas, Father's promises should begin to manifest in his sons and daughters this year. This is the year Holy Spirit will show you how to battle for your bloodline. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, "Know therefore the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to a 1,000th generation of those who love him and keep his commandments." The Hebrew word translated as generations here is a Dalit word. We are in the year of pay Dalit, so every Dalit word has importance. The Dalit word translated as generations is dor, D-O-R, which means a revolution of time, an age, or a generation. So we are in a revolution of time. There are 3 generations and 4 in this room almost every Saturday. 4 when Mason and Maggie and their baby are here. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, that's 3. 4 generations because it's a great-grandchild. I am waiting for the 5th generation of our lineage, and the 4th generation hasn't even been born yet. If you don't think that's possible, go back and look at what Casey taught on, was it last week? 2 weeks ago. Because at one time there were 11 generations on the earth. Do it again, Lord. Can you imagine the stories at the dinner table? They didn't have to have FaceTime. They had real time. The battle in your gate this year is over your DNA and your bloodline. You have the authority to speak the DNA of Jesus, which has cleansed you, over your bloodline to redeem those who are backslidden. All of us have prodigals. Begin to speak the word of God over them and cleanse their DNA with the authority of heaven in your voice this year. Amen. The blood of Jesus transforms us on a molecular level. Well, we just say we'll take communion. There is power in his blood to transform us in every molecule of our body. He created us. He didn't speak us into existence. He worked his life into us and then blew his life into our lungs. The blood of Jesus' cross is your only victory. The glory of God is the only thing which will protect you from the next attack of the enemy on your DNA. He is always after the next generation. You can see that from the book of Genesis through Revelation. He wants to capture the promise of your lineage. He tried to kill Jesus, but God. The key in 5784 and 2024 will be your voice in obedience to an agreement with heaven, activating the doors to your promise. Most of us are going to either be at the wrong door or be at the right door and not have heaven's word in our heart to cause the door to be activated. The doors are voice activated, folks. Why? Because when you worship, and that doesn't mean you have to sing, but when you worship, it activates the angels to do what Father created them to do. Your worship will be a key to unlock the door. So come down, bow down before him, and learn to worship in a new way this year, and then move forward. It's not about song services. Yes, it's nice when we gather together and we have all of the acoustics and everything in place. But Father's waiting for a one-on-one relationship with you in your secret place. This is where your activation is going to come. This is a year to recover all. The following prophetic revelation was released in our Tevet 5784 worship service in Syracuse in December. And I believe it's important for 2024. This was the prophetic word which was released. Most of the body of Christ will stomp on the serpent's head, but until you slit open its belly, you do not get back anything stolen from you. The greatest thing which has been stolen from the body of Christ is your destiny. This month we are entering into a 2 Chronicles 20:25 recovery season. This is where the battle was already won by the angels, and the people went in and collected the spoils. Each of you has an enemy, and this enemy has cleverly seduced and beguiled you from the moment you said yes to Yeshua. He has let you think you have won because you have. And you agreed with him, but you did not slit open his belly to take back the destiny Yeshua wanted for you. Until you are moving in signs and wonders and miracles at the sound of your voice declaring his word, the enemy still has you bound. This is the month we mature. We judge ourselves, and the sound of our voice echoes in heaven into the earth realm. It is not about your neighbor. They have their own snake. It is about what you do with the snake you just stomped on. End of the quote. Romans 16:20 says, the God of peace, the God of what? Peace. Will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. It's the God of peace, Adonai Shalom, who is Adonai Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, who crushes the enemy when you get aggressive against the enemy. I guess I'm saying there is no lukewarm Christianity. You're either hot for Jesus or you ain't. The victorious bride must plunder the spoil of the enemy which he has stolen from her. Your voice must be heard. I can't speak for you. Your husband can't speak for you. Your wife can't speak for you. The two of you together carry a greater authority. You together with your kids carry a greater authority because it's a generational exponential increase. That's another sermon, but that's how the Lord created us back in Genesis. Sometimes our worship is about a shout. If you were in front of me last week during worship, I just had to get it out. Remember, the shout of the Lord is in you, right? He put a shout in you. So this year, there's four shouts in 2024 we need to release. Here are those four shouts. The first shout is the shout of war. We see this in Numbers 23, verse 21. He has not observed misfortune in Jacob, nor has he seen trouble in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. Yeah. You are a child of the King of Kings, which makes you a king. Doesn't matter what gender you are a king if you are his son or daughter. Your voice should carry the authority of heaven to condemn the voices of hell that are in the earth realm. Jesus defeated them all. That picture of the lion over the slain dragon. It's finished. Part of maintaining the gates is you speaking to the gates he's entrusted to you. By the way, you have 12 gates. Just look at, for those of you who don't know what an analog clock is, there's one hanging in the back. It's not digital. There's 12 points. The north, south, east, and west gates are the four main points. Not going to get into that, but you have 12 gates around your heart, 12 gates around your home, 12 gates around your business, 12 gates around this region, 12 gates around this state, 12 gates around this nation. This is the year we must maintain the gates. The pay decade started September 29th, 2019. Yes, that is 5 years ago. We're halfway through the pay decade this year. The decade of the face, pay, and the authority of your voice, pay, was stolen by the enemy less than 6 months after the decade started with the scamdemic called COVID. Yes, it was a real disease, but all the rest of the stuff tried to silence the bride of Christ. And unfortunately, she bought the lie, as did most cultures on earth, except for a couple that said, there's no science to back this. Your enemy, Python, is still trying to keep you from your destiny. This year, we've said every time you step through a threshold, there's a python at every threshold in the scripture. You have authority over that python. Python is the spirit of delay. If you have things that are being delayed, take care of the python that's laying at your door. Let the shout of the king rise up in you in 2024 as you shout the shout of war. The second shout is the shout of faith. We see this in Joshua 6:6. It shall be when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people will go in, every man straight ahead. I've shown this before. I won't do it because people get offended when I climb over the chairs. But I believe the six times around set up a harmonics in physics and math, which is the language of the universe, which caused everything to be vibrating in just the right way, that when they went around seven times on the seventh day and released a shout, it doesn't say that the walls crumbled down. It says they went down flat. I believe they went right into the earth. Because they walk straight in to get everything. Oh, no, if you're going to challenge that one, think about Rahab on top of this 30-foot-high wall that's 18 feet wide, and she's living up there, and she and her whole family are right there waiting for Joshua to come and rescue them because they put the scarlet thread in the window. Yes. Oh, wait a minute. I like to think about Scripture. Faith requires we trust the Lord to honor his promise as we walk in his process. In the 1980s, when our kids were little and we lived in Tennessee, we used to listen to Steve and Annie Chapman, sort of a country, very nice music. But they did one song with their kids when their kids were about our kids' ages. And they were singing their prayers at night for mom and dad not to be too hard on them because God ain't finished with me yet. That's his process. He's not done with us until we're in the throne room with him. When we walk and speak in the timing of the Lord, he releases the frequencies of heaven to war on our behalf. You see it all through Scripture where they spoke and all of a sudden the miraculous occurred. The miraculous is when the invisible and the supernatural around invades what we value too much. The natural realm. Yep. See, this isn't real. My spirit man is real. He ain't never going to die. Sorry, Lisa. English teachers don't like it when I talk that way. Your real being is the one who's aligned with the King of Glory. A sign and wonder waiting to manifest greatly in the earth. There were no shortcuts in the wilderness process in the days of Moses and Joshua. When Father has prepared our hearts, the shout of the Lord will cause the walls to fall and captives to be set free. You know, I believe that if you and I would have been shouting over the Middle East, captives would have been set free. Well, I ain't too dignified. What if someone sees me? You know, back before they had cell phones and they had these two-way radio type jobs, I was driving home talking and I was praying to the Lord, and I had one sitting on my dash down in Tennessee. And all of a sudden, does the enemy ever talk to you? This is what he said. There's people passing you think you look pretty foolish. And this is what Holy Spirit said. Keep worshiping me. Who are you going to care about? Father, Son, and Spirit, or the one who's been accusing you? The third shout is the shout of joy. We see this in Judges 7:18. When I and all who are with me blow the trumpet, then you will blow the trumpets all around the camp and say, for the Lord and for Gideon. In the midst of life's pressures, allow Holy Spirit to birth great faith in you, to release the sound of joy over everything the Lord has entrusted to you. You know what the fruit of the Spirit are? They all flow out of each other. Joy is the second fruit, and it flows right out of Father's love. Peace flows out of joy. Most of us don't have peace because we never let him love us so his joy can overflow us and give us strength to rest in his peace. That's another message. Joy is the second fruit of the Spirit, and it flows directly out of Father's love. And this year we must rest in Father's love so the shout of joy rises up in us to destroy the enemy's strongholds which are set against us. When Holy Spirit quickens you to shout, there's no such thing as a church mouse. And I would shout except that they've got my sound balanced. But if you were here last Saturday, Michael turned around and said, was that you? I'm just a farm boy who has a very loud voice when it needs to be loud. And so do you have a loud voice when the Lord says, shout the shout of joy. The fourth shout is the shout of promise. We see this in 2 Chronicles 13, verse 15. Then the men of Judah raised a war cry. And when the men of Judah raised the war cry, then it was God routed Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. We've entered into a season where we must know the promises of God. You can't be looking them up. Well, wait a minute. I think it was in the second, no, it was 2 Corinthians. No, I don't. You've got to have them here. It's not too late. Whatever you put in your heart, Holy Spirit will use. Well, whatever righteous you put in your heart, Holy Spirit will use. Whatever else you put in your heart, 4 and a half years ago, I said, zip it. If you can't speak anything edifying, don't speak at all. Because the enemy's going to hang on your words, and he's going to attack your DNA, your lineage, and your testimony. That's another topic. Faith will activate the seeds of God's word which you have planted in your life over time, and faith will cause heaven to enter the earth realm to manifest the victory which is stored up in those seeds. I don't plant a bean seed to get one bean. I've got the gardener here. I don't plant a cucumber seed to get one cucumber. My neighbors close their door because of the number of cucumbers I get from that one seed. There's seeds in you Father wants to multiply exponentially. But your words are the fertilizer that will either kill the crop or make the crop extravagant. Faith will cause heaven to enter the earth realm and release the victory of Jesus in the seeds which you have planted. Captain's planted a lot of seeds. I'm expecting a lot of testimonies to come in over the course of time of what was planted in those seeds. They look dormant now when they're snow covered, but just wait till they start sprouting. This year, be sure to release the shout of the Lord which is stored up in you. I'm going to conclude over the next few minutes talking about Psalm 24. Last year, Psalm 23 was important. This year, Psalm 24 is essential for overcoming in 57, 84, and the rest of this pay decade. That means until we get to the end of the 2020s. In 2029, in the fall at Rosh Hashanah, we will enter into the next Hebraic decade. A new cycle of time will begin. Tonight, I want to look at three principles in Psalm 24 to help us move forward and overcome and prosper in 2024. I know none of you want to prosper. So if you don't, you can just wait until I'm done. Number one, you are called to further Father's kingdom on earth. You are his heir in Christ Jesus. We see this in Psalm 24, verses 1 and 2. The earth is the Lord's and all it contains. That means you and me. The world and those who dwell in it, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. This year, be sure you are allowing Father to position you where he has ordained for you to be. You all know we wanted to live in Northeast Tennessee when we left Texas. And we did. We lived there for 7 years. And then the Lord says, I want you in Rochester. So I came here for 1 year. And when I was going back to take a promotion, he said, nah, I want you to stay. I tell people I'm still on that 1 year assignment 37 and a half years later. I'm a slow learner. I will learn as long as the Lord wants me to learn. Number two, I've said this before, but we are in a presence movement. And Holy Spirit is calling true sons and daughters of God to draw closer to him so his presence may flow through us and release heaven into the earth realm. This year, it started last year, but this year that presence movement is going to crescendo. It's already beginning to capture some of the young peoples, those under 30, those in their teens. They don't know what to do because there's been no one to guide them. But Holy Spirit's going to break out. Unlike he did in the 1960s in the Jesus movement and the Messianic movement and everything that followed after it, these people are going to be revivalists and reformers. I'm praying for reformation. Amen. Do you know the only city in North America which was ever reformed by revival is Rochester? It's the only one ever reformed. It went beyond revival because the people didn't get up. They did Matthew 28 and they did Mark 16. My generation did Matthew 28 and the enemy took over every branch of culture. Not just the government, not just education, not just arts and entertainment, not just media, not just the business, not just the family, the religion mountain too. We'll get more into that some other time. Psalm 24, verses 3 and 5 talks about what you and I have to do starting tonight. We started it at communion. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy presence? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, and who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood, and has not sworn deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. I want to read the Amplified version of Psalm 24, verse 6. This is the generation or description of those who seek him, who inquire of and for him, and of necessity require him. Who seek your face, O God of Jacob, Selah. Pause and think on this. He's looking for us sons and daughters who make him our preeminent priority. Nothing else will do. We sing that as a song and we go home and pick up everything else. Pause and think of this. The Hebrew word for seek in verse 6 is also a Dalit word. It's Darash, D-A-R-A-S-H. This is a year your passion must be to seek and require his presence. He's waiting for us. He's opened the doors for us to come into his presence. Jesus told us this was the heart of true believers. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of this stuff will be added to you as well, Matthew 6:33. Are we seeking first him? Not his stuff, not what he can do for us. He delights in doing for us, but he's passionate about us wanting him. Presence movement. Number three. I told you we were going to do three. You are the door for his presence in the places Father has created you to occupy. Will you occupy the door for his glory to fill the earth? Warren, will you put that slide back up? The battle has already been won, and you are the gatekeeper for what he's entrusted to you. That starts with me. I am responsible for me. I keep the gates for me. You have an eye gate. You have an ear gate. You have a mouth gate. You have a nose gate. You have a feeling gate. You are responsible for the five gates he gave you as senses so that you only allow Holy Spirit to give you chills and not the erotic excitement of the things of the earth. This is where we are this year. Divorce the world. Pursue his presence. Psalm 24, verses 7 through 10. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, so the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, so the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Hebrew says, Adonai Sabaoth. The Lord of the armies of heaven and earth. All of the armies will bow down to King Jesus. The King of glory has placed his authority in your voice. Josiah's got a voice. He's trying to exercise it. Fortunately, Mom's voice is stronger than Josiah's voice. We need to learn to laugh at ourselves, because the enemy hates it when the body of Christ laughs. When we take ourselves so seriously, a spirit of error comes in. He has put authority in your voice to activate every door on the path to your promise. I can't activate them. I can stand in agreement with you, but if you're not activating your doors, the angels aren't going to open it. And if you're not activating your doors, the angels are only going to defend it to the place against darkness, which you have already accomplished the victory of Christ. Pursue his presence and declare his word over the places he has called you to occupy for his glory this year. Amen? Are you ready to do that?
Yeah.
Stand to your feet. If you're online, stand to your feet. An army never sits on its backside. When the King of glory comes in, you are either on your face or you're on your feet.
Yes.
You're either going with him or you are consumed by the glory of his presence. Father, these are your sons and daughters. You have put your word in their heart. You have put your voice in their voice. You have assigned angels waiting to hear your word through them. Lord, I say this year, let there be an echoing of heaven in their hearts so they hear what you are saying, they see what you are doing, and they speak it over their spheres of influence. Lord, I say your word is true and it has already returned to you victorious. They will prosper and be in health because their souls prosper in you. I send them to prosper for your glory, to take back what the enemy has stolen and to honor you in the gates you have called them to steward. In Jesus' name, amen.